Hello, everyone, again. Galatians chapter 5 says this. Talks about the fruit of the Spirit, but just before that it said, now, the deeds of the flesh are evident. In other words, they're not secretive, they're obvious. Just like the nose on your face. The deeds of the flesh are obvious. They're evident. Which are immorality, impurity, and sensuality. So that speaks of immoral things, those three. Idolatry, sorcery, those things are obvious. Those make sense. But there's like 15 things here. But five of them are connected, and possibly six, to division. So he says, enmities, strife, jealousy. Jealousy always creates division. Outbursts of anger, in that context, it can be talking about it, but disputing, dissensions, and factions. The word faction is a Greek word that means being super opinionated. Enmities, strife, jealousy, disputes, dissensions, factions. That's six things for sure of the 15 that are just committed to the category of division. It says in Ephesians 3 that among Jew and Gentile, they've been made into one new man in Christ. That's true about, so he's talking about to those who consider themselves believers, Old Testament believers, those who, Gentiles, pagans, they've all been made one in Christ. We are one in Christ. And we're in union with the triune God. There's no division in that union. Are there times in our lives where, you know, if where someone comes along and says, if you've caught a vision, in my life, like if I caught a vision that the gifts of the Spirit are real and you're part of a church doesn't believe it, they oppress it and whatever, and you go to them and you go, look, I just got to be at a place, you know, when I walk that stuff out, that's fine. But attitude, fault finding, dissensions, if that's what's happening to you, then you need to repent. That's never the way God does it. It's one thing to pursue a vision. You understand? It's one thing to pursue a vision. Another thing to walk in division. Pursuing a vision and walking in division are two different things. But I'm concerned, from what the Lord is showing me today, that the division could happen on a much bigger scale than, you know, you're going to a church that's charismatic or whatever, has more charismatic worship as opposed to not. But on in a body of Christ scale, God's trying to do a body of Christ thing, prophetically. Don't allow the enemy. He's, again, as I said, he's not going to show up at the door of your mind, dressed up in red, with big horns and a long tail. He's going to speak things that sound like truth. But if the consequence of those truths are division, then it's not God. It's not God. God doesn't want us just to tolerate each other. He wants us to celebrate each other in a spirit of unity. He wants to accomplish something profound in this pressure cooker. The enemy wants to stop it from happening. And division is going to be one of the main things he's trying to accomplish. And I can see it already. And again, I'm talking about it in a bigger body of Christ scale. Things happening. Protect what God has done. Listen to this in chapter 4 of Ephesians. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called. What's that calling? Christlikeness. To experience and manifest his fullness. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love. Being diligent to do what? To promote your truth? Being diligent to persevere, to preserve. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. It doesn't say create unity. We're one person in Christ. We're one new man in Christ. All of us are in union with Jesus. You're preserving something that he created 2,000 years ago at the cross. And the enemy's always trying to undo the finished work of Jesus at some level, whether it's about healing or about deliverance or walking in holiness. But when he can create disunity, when he can create division, then he's accomplished and undoing something that Jesus accomplished at the cross. He made one new man in Christ, one new creation. And we're called to diligently, he says, hear what he says again, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, with which you have been called, with all humility, not arrogance and pride, gentleness, not harshness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were also called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and who is through all. Hear this. One God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and is in all. The triune God we are in union with, we are indwelt by. There is no division among the Godhead. There can be no division that we tolerate. It's the enemy. Amen? Well, let me just add this to you. Therefore, let me be real practical. Don't let things like masks create division. If you divide because somebody says to wear a mask or don't wear a mask or somebody's wearing a mask, then that's the enemy. It's time we grew up. When we talk about things like vaccines, when that comes up, don't allow the enemy to cause division over that. That is not God. Division is not God's way. Forbear with one another. Be patient with one another. If somebody doesn't see it the way you see it, then get over it. You're in Christ. Love them. Don't mask shame someone that they're not somehow walking in faith. Don't vaccine shame someone. Love them. If you have faith to not have a vaccine, to not wear a mask, cool. But if your faith says to wear a mask or to get a vaccine, cool. But division is never cool. I'm giving you that as a word from the Lord. Don't let the enemy use things like that. Or anything else, anything political or anything else to create division in your heart. It's always maybe the grand scheme of the enemy to stop the church from becoming what Jesus has called us to be, to become worthy of our calling, to be manifest Him. And we're living in a critical time where revival's coming forth, but revival's not going to come. You have to understand, we're the net, we're the sickle, the church is. And only the church, as we manifest the beauty of the Lord, because we're manifesting His fullness, will be able to harvest the harvest that God's called us to harvest. And God, and the enemy's number one thing to stop it from happening is division. Good question, Jed. What about speaking to what we do, we'll recognize an area where we've allowed division? Their own hearts, owning our own stuff, repenting, etc. Yeah. I think it's really, there's a word some years ago God gave me, for me personally, about the prophetic from Jeremiah. That a word from God, a prophetic word, uproots, overthrows, destroys, and builds and plants. Uproots, pull down, overthrows, destroys, and builds and plants. But every time God speaks into our hearts, it's kind of like a prophetic word just from God to us. And it's intended to uproot, overthrow, pull down, destroy any lie from the enemy so that he can build and plant in that place Christ-likeness. And so the key is we don't show mercy on sin when God shows it about us. We show mercy on others. But we don't show mercy. We own it, call it what it is. Don't try to justify it. Don't try to call dirt's dirt. The best way to get rid of dirt is call it dirt. And then see it and call it what it is, and then repent. To repent is to trade up. It's to see things from God's perspective, to change your mind. And to repent, to renounce it, and to ask the Lord who lives in you to fill that place in your heart with the mind and the heart and the character of Jesus. And the perspective of Jesus. Okay? Hope that helps. And others might could word that better, but that's what I do. And thank you for coming on board and listening to a word a little different than what you're hearing, used to hearing from me. But I think it's probably one of the most important things in this season that I've spoken. I would encourage you that if it was a word that you think brings life, exposes death, you would share it with friends and ask the friends you share it with to share it with their friends. I believe this word needs to get out in a really significant way. And I would literally love to see thousands of people watch this so they can hear and understand what the enemy does. The enemy's subtle, but he's brutal. And it's the little foxes. You have to understand, it's the little foxes that destroy the vineyard while the vines are in blossom. We're the vines. And it's when the Lord's doing something new in us, it's when the Lord's doing something in the body, like he's intending to do to this season of pressure cooker, it's when that begins, that's when the enemy jumps in to subvert, to stop, to intercept. I know that in your own life. Anytime you have a real encounter with the Lord, you feel like you're making some real progress, be on the alert. Because the enemy will try to intercept. He may be subtle, but he's brutal. And if we entertain him, he's lethal. Okay? So they're connected. So the enemy doesn't isolate. Because when he isolates, he insulates. And when he insulates, then he annihilates. Because we're only hearing his voice. Okay? Beloved, all of you. Bless you.